Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Nimja Live Light, Failed Demonic Experiment. This file plays in a sort of fantasy world ruled by steam and brass, machines that do so many things with the simple expansion of heat and gas. It is a world in which designs are intricate, clothing is very fancy with Victorian styles ruling the day. A world of luxury for many, and curiosity for some. I wonder what your role was in this world. How it all started. All I know is where we are now, so feel free to close your eyes and imagine. A laboratory filled with stuff, a large furnace to heat up water for steam. Many tools made of steel and brass, all polished to a shine. Beautiful wooden benches and large windows that let in the light. Slight dust particles sprinkling little lights in the air as you look around. Here, science happens, and experiments. So many ways in which to improve the lives around you, and you are one of many that is driven to improve, to strive to better the technology that we have, to make things better. And to do so, sometimes one needs to experiment, try out new things. It's not easy to imagine different directions in which you can take experiments. Many things have already been tried. Fuel sources, different materials. So you searched elsewhere, reading book after book, legend after legend. I wonder how many weeks of searching, learning, investigation resulted in what you were going to try today. And of course, expectations were low. That's what experiments are for, after all. You can't always expect the best. Every step on the way will help you learn. Every step is another piece of data to make everything better. So with a piece of chalk, carefully drawn symbols and circles, lines and shapes, the floor of the workplace started to look like something out of a book. This book, however, was a bit older than most in your possession. So you did your best to focus. Every detail mattered. And you wanted it to be as perfect as you could make it. So you take your time. Every line, every move, all to make it fit together, to make it work. like gears in a machine. As you stand back to look at your work, you feel good. It's as clean as you could make it, and it all looks as you planned it to. If you take the time to do it right, you can. It's something that you learned long ago. All the effort, all the learning, all the writing notes has all been paying off for this. Of course, it's still not certain what will happen, but you are focused on the task, on the moment. You are focused on your idea. You sit down, close your eyes and concentrate, doing your best to shut out all the sounds from outside, the world moving past. Out there are so many marvelous machines. In here, it is quiet for a moment. In the center of the circle, you had placed a simple bowl of water, a brass bowl that, if any heat would build up, could quickly transmit it to the water and allow for it to boil. Even the tiniest amount would be noticeable, as the temperature of the water would change. Well, that's the idea anyway. For now, concentrate, focus. You memorize the words and slowly began speaking them. Afterwards, you gave it time. In the corner of the workshop, a clock diligently ticked time away for you. It is a sound that you know well. Moments pass. Nothing appeared to happen. No sound, no change in the air, no feeling at all. After many minutes, even wondering exactly how long it had been, but more than 10 at least, you considered this experiment failed. Picking up your notebook, making a diligent little scribble underneath the plans that you had, you stood up and considered what to do next. You could clean up the circle, but you weren't sure how yet. And of course, the bowl on the ground shouldn't stay there indefinitely. Shrugging, you leaned in and picked up the bowl, feeling a small spark of static electricity when your hand touches the metal. Afterwards, you take a bucket of water, a cloth, and wipe the floor. Nothing of the circle remained. The rest of the day happened fairly easily. There was always plenty to do. Sometimes, though, there were little thoughts, small ideas. Some of these tools could be used in certain ways. There was this fantasy of electricity. How would it feel? Would electric shocks feel good? Would the heat of steam or the cool that it creates at its peak be a sensation that would be enjoyable? What about the tools that were all over the workshop? How would they feel? What is their texture? What is their sensation? Would they feel nice? Sharp, dull, warm, cold, heavy, light. Not to mention all the strips of leather that brought to mind quite interesting visualizations in your fantasies. You had the tools to create all kinds of things of those leather strips. Rings, studs. To be dressed in it? How would it feel to machine a tool that would just, I don't know. It was difficult to describe the many thoughts that were starting to flutter through your mind, little innocent words that were slowly corrupting, creating naughty ideas. They seemed so innocent at first, just random ideas. You weren't seriously considering tying up yourself or them. You weren't thinking of the impact of that long wooden plank, were you? Or the strange sensation of hot and cold against your skin, how it could be used to play, how certain things might be even inserted, let alone the strange idea that, well, machines vibrate intensely when in motion, and more than once had your body noticed that it could be quite nice. Something in your mind seemed to be different. In the back of your mind there was this idea, this voice, this tempting conversation. Why not try out that thing? Why not experiment? Why wouldn't it be nice if you gave in? Look at how it spins, look at how it spirals, how it catches the light and creates patterns, fascinating and tantalizing. Little thoughts, a strange influence. Days passed, every night the dreams got more intense. They weren't bad dreams, quite the opposite, although at times you would wake quite hot, affected. It was difficult to remember each and every detail, but it was certainly influencing you. They were only thoughts, of course. Simple ideas, all innocent and probably from your own imagination. It wasn't like there was a strange toying presence that kept teasing you and tempting you to give in more. Heat that's burned deep inside. The experiments, the projects in your workshop were slowly changing. A lot of the thoughts in your mind focused on a different type of experimenting. Since you have all of this available to you, why not try to make things feel nicer? It's almost like you were hypnotized by your own imagination, influenced by every naughty thought. Surely that was all that was going on. And with all these tools available to you, it was so easy to give in, to accidentally create something that felt so nice to wear. The tight leather against your skin, the straps pushing against all the right places, every breath causing stimulation. And then there was that strange idea that you had with something that would feel. It was so nice to machine, so nice to create, and even better to feel when you used it on you. It was like you were preparing yourself for something, training yourself to give in, becoming like an experiment of your own. And deep inside, the voice kept smiling, tempting, teasing. You can try out this one little thing, experiment with this feeling, give in to the sensation. You know you'll like it. You will enjoy it so much. It'll be so nice to experiment a little, wouldn't it? How it feels, how you fall, how your mind gets influenced so easily now. It's so good to feel that heat building up, steam that wants to escape, an explosion that wants to rise up as your mind falls down. So good, so tempting, so teasing. Maybe try out something new. You know that one thing you saw that you were kind of curious about, wondering how it would feel? Come on, go for it. Let it happen. Voices like this can stay with you for a while, whispering in your ear, tempting your mind. Part of you will still make sure you're safe. And again, it can be so tempting to explore, to be manipulated, to be teased, to be controlled. And while you're listening, you may think this is a story, a simple fantasy. But are you sure? Because you are listening to this. Something very devious. Maybe you are more influenced already than you thought. You know what's really happening. And there are so many ways in which to experiment, so many ways in which to hear the voice. No matter, I'm sure it was all a dream. One, two, slowly waking, three, four, more aware, five, six, almost there, seven, eight, almost awake, and 9, 10, awake. And remember to know the difference between fantasy and reality. Probably.